The Bemidji Community Food Shelf provides food to over 3,000 families in the Bemidji area each year. And since 2013, it also provides fresh produce grown on its own urban farm. And we're meeting the farm's new manager this morning. And we're also visiting with AmeriCorps Vista volunteer Emily Schaefer. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Rachel, you're the new manager of Urban Farm. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what got you into farming.
We've actually been farming together for about 3 years, my wife and I, Elizabeth. We started down in North Carolina, out in the mountains, and we had a small farmstead. We had our garden plot. We had goats, chickens, rabbits, a couple farm cats, barn cats, and then our dog. I'd also volunteered down at the Veterans Healing Farm, which is also in Western North Carolina, where they grow produce and provide it free of charge to the veterans up at the Asheville VA hospital. So that's kind of where I got my start into the produce side. And Elizabeth took a job up here at the crime lab, and we moved here the 30th of December, which was one of the coldest days y'all have had. And that was fun. Mm-hmm. But I lucked out and found the job posting here for the food shelf and jumped right in. I have a lot of ideas. I'm super excited, and it's going to be a good season.
What does the farm manager do?
All the things. Mary obviously is the executive director, and she pretty much runs the day-to-day of the food shelf side. Anything else that happens outside is kind of my domain. So we did a lot of planning, so we have an idea of how to lay out the gardens, what seeds to plant, when to plant them, reining up volunteers, planning for the harvest, and then getting all that food out to our food shelf customers.
You had said off the air that you had planted over 2,000 starters.
Yes, just this last
weekend.
Yep, and those are just pretty much the tomatoes, onions, peppers, and a couple leeks. And those are the ones that need the most time in the greenhouse before we put them in the ground after the last frost. So that's just the beginning.
So you have big plans.
Yes.
That was just you and Emily? Or?
No, I have an assistant coming on in May. She'll be part-time for about 6 months during the busy season. And then the rest is volunteers.
And you said you moved up in December when it was really cold,
mm-hmm.
and so you got a big taste of winter, and now it's spring in northern Minnesota, and I have to ask what you think of spring, because, you're new.
I'm not sure. Is this spring? Is this what spring looks like? I'm originally from northern Michigan, so it's kind of like going home. It's not quite as cold, obviously, in Michigan. We have more snow, but I'm liking it. We both are, actually.
Good.
Oh, if she's from northern Michigan, she's fine.
And Emily, we've been following the food shelf farm on KEXE and KBXE for a few years now as it's been growing and developing. And you've just spent, 6 months maybe so far as the Vista volunteer, AmeriCorps volunteer. Can you describe the farm for us?
So the farm is about 5 acres altogether, and that's including the land on the food shelf property, and then there is land over at the Developmental Achievement Center next door that they gave us permission to cultivate as well. But we've never had all 5 acres in production. Usually we're cover cropping some of it and trying to get the nutrients back in. We have a hoop house where I think we did a lot of tomatoes last year, as well as our new deep winter greenhouse, which, as Rachel has mentioned, is really useful for putting the starters in. We haven't used it fully in production over the winter because we're still kind of working out some of the mechanics of it through the U.
But the point of that is to be able to grow a lot of greens throughout the entire winter season. So once we start this fall, we'll be able to have greens for our customers all during the winter season while we wait for the ground to thaw and start over again with the other vegetables.
And Emily, you work with the volunteers, and we know a farm needs a lot of labor, and you have been planting. How do you get that planting and weeding and harvesting done with volunteer labor?
There are some days where we don't really know how it's going to happen, and it just all comes together at the food shelf. We have a lot of groups that come in over the summer, a lot of youth groups from churches, and I think the Boys and Girls Club and other local organizations over the summer, as well as our BSU students. A lot of them need service hours depending on their major, so they're an amazing help. All of a sudden, you can tell when school starts. You check your email, and you've got 15 emails. You got like 15 students. students that all just want to come and help out, so they're really great too. And then we just have a lot of members in the community that, you know, have skills to share, so that's where a lot of our volunteers come from.
So if a group were listening on the radio right now and they wanted to help out, they get in touch with you?
They would contact Rachel to schedule a group volunteer opportunity. We have a new group volunteer policy on our website. That's part of what I do as the VISTA, is I'm setting up procedures and policies and some of the bigger picture things that our day-to-day staff don't really have time to focus on. So I'm building the capacity of the food shelf, specifically the farm and volunteering. So if they go on our website, we've got a group volunteer form that they can fill out and they can bring that with them. But yeah, talk to Rachel 2 weeks before they'd like to volunteer. We typically take groups of like 5 to 15 individuals, but you know, depending on the weather and the amount of things that Rachel has available, we could do even more.
We are talking with Emily Schaefer and Rachel Scopp from the Bemidji Community Food Shelf and its urban farm. Rachel, what are your plans for the first year on the farm?
The big goal is to do 25,000 pounds of produce for the growing season and also 2,500 volunteer hours. So over the last 3 or 4 years that the farm has been in production, they've cumulatively done 35,000 pounds. So if we can reach our goal, we're more than doubling what we've done previous years. And beyond that, like Emily said, we have almost 5 acres, and I want to develop a plan to start utilizing that land so that we can have different rotations and just keep the soil fresh and just have a long-term strategic plan for providing produce for our community.
So a quarter acre garden is 10,000 square feet. So now let's multiply that times 5 acres times, that's 200,000 square feet. It's a lot.
It's a lot. There's a lot of numbers in there.
It's a lot of space to get working, get dirt under your fingernails.
And the way I have the garden set up too, we're kind of doing more intensive planning. So we're utilizing the growth of the plant to kind of create its own canopy, so you don't have to worry about weeds and stuff as much. So they'll grow better on their own when they're kind of a little closer together. So we can not only, we have less labor because of the weeding and stuff, but also you get more produce.
And how do you decide what you're going to plant for the year?
This first year I did a lot kind of back research to see what has worked before and in the land. And the other part is what our customers will recognize. I have a ton of ideas for other kind of more unique produce and vegetables, but if our customers don't want it or don't know what to do with it, there's no point in growing it. So this first year, we're keeping it simple, the basics, you know, your carrots, tomatoes, peppers, the fundamentals. And then hopefully as the program develops, we can start introducing our customers as well as the community to some of these different unique things. Swiss chard.
Swiss chard is funky.
Know. Yeah. I didn't know I liked it, and apparently I do. So now
it's
we're growing.
Colorful.
It is. It's beautiful.
And then you have this new deep winter greenhouse, and you're using it now just basically for starting plants.
Correct.
And you have a plan to get it in production, and you're going to be growing greens and
all types of greens.
All types.
We grow in only a couple inches of soil, so you can't do a lot of, you know, the deep-rooted vegetables and stuff, but it's perfect for salad mixes, you know, basically any type of green, microgreens and stuff like that. So it won't be on the a large scale as what we pull from the garden, but it will be enough to provide greens essentially year-round.
And so that's in coordination with the University of Minnesota, and they've got some other places. Are you one of several projects?
I believe one of 6 or 7 currently.
Okay.
Scattered throughout different climates, different areas and stuff. So it's a 3-year project, and starting in the fall, we'll also, in addition to growing our own greens, we'll be doing research for the U as well.
I was just going to say the word research and science. Okay. Yeah.
You also have a high tunnel at the farm.
We do. Yes.
How do you use that?
This year it's going to be mostly for tomatoes and peppers. And what the high tunnel does, it's not like a greenhouse. The high tunnel is just a season extender. There's no external heating source or anything. So it's the typical greenhouse effect. You know, the solar heats it and keeps it warm inside. And the tomatoes and peppers I know did really well last year. So we're just going to keep it simple for that. And we also are in the process of working on a grant through NRCS for another additional high tunnel, which will be almost twice as big as that one. So if we can get that, we'll have some very nice season extenders.
So if you extend the season for harvesting tomatoes by even 3 weeks, you've...
Oh, sure. And if you do it on both ends, too.
Very measurable extension.
Absolutely.
Percentage-wise, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Usually my tomatoes are just getting green or just getting red, and then the old frost comes and it's all over.
Yeah, you just have to bring them in and hope they ripen, yep. Right? So you have a new program coming up, and it's a sponsorship program.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
We are just kind of doing the finishing touches on it and hoping to launch it soon. It's for pretty much anyone in the community, businesses, groups, organizations, family members. And what it, you can sponsor different areas or parts of the farm. So you could sponsor a raised bed, the deep winter greenhouse, the raised beds, the actual garden rows. So each one is at a different price level, and it starts at $10 for the entire season. So, you know, you could have a lemonade stand for your 4 or 5 year old, and they could donate $10, and they will get their name on a little stake in front of the row that they're sponsoring for the season. And that way, it's good marketing for any of the businesses that decide to come out and help and sponsor us. It helps us to offset the cost of everything, the seeds, irrigation, work, labor, the compost, processing everything. So it's a win-win for everyone.
That sounds like a great idea. Good luck.
Thank you.
That. Emily, you said you're going to be leaving this summer. You've had like an experience as a Vista AmeriCorps volunteer. Mm-hmm. What has that been like for you?
Oh, it's been amazing spending just the past 6 months at the food shelf. I was actually in Bemidji in the end of summer of 2015 with one of the AmeriCorps teams of kids that worked on the farm. And I was just so inspired by the whole idea of a farm and fresh produce at a food shelf. I just couldn't really get it out of my mind. I followed the food shelf on Facebook, and I saw that they were looking for an AmeriCorps Vista volunteer, which is, you know, a longer experience. And I jumped right in because it's such a great organization that they're not just worried about feeding people, but they're worried about giving them fresh and nutritious options for them to be fed. So the idea of the farm is just amazing. So I've enjoyed my time very much at the food shelf.
And what are you leaving behind? What did you do for the food shelf?
So one of the big things, I'm looking at the volunteer program and how it's running efficiently and where it can be improved. So we now have position descriptions on our website. So if you're interested in volunteering at the food shelf, you can kind of know what kind of things that you could be doing. And so those will tell you the days and times that those positions are occurring and what activities you could be doing. Like I said, we have a new group volunteer policy so that we can better be tracking the groups that are volunteering with us. We're looking at improving our volunteer sign-in and our tracking of all of our hours. We have approximately 700 volunteers at the food shelf, so, you know, keeping track of who's here and how much they're working so we can better recognize our volunteers. Those are some of the things that I've been working on.
Well, congratulations, and thank you for your service at the food shelf. That's Emily Schaefer, and that over there is Rachel Skop, and there, Rachel is the farm manager for the Bemidji Community Food Shelf Farm, and Emily helps bring people in from the community to help out at the food shelf. Thanks for coming in this morning, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We wish you a good growing season.
Don't plant it too deep.